This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My socks are blown off. Take me away. Rap War Podcast, episode 121, man.
It's your boy, Jay Richards, man. Also known as Jermaine Richards. This is what my granny called me. It's all
good. Yeah.
B-Baby Train, duh.
Come on, man. I'm over here. Good. Ian Gerber.
Shout out to Sebastian in the building.
Yo, it's good, man. Peace, peace.
And of course, man, we got Canada's own, Brampton's own.
Yeah. The man, the myth, the legend, Samuel Joseph.
Man. What up, what up, what up?
Canada's got talent.
Canada's got talent. We talked about Canada's Got Talent. We talked about swallowing needles gone. Absolutely wrong. All things magic. We visited my man Chris Angels.
CA.
And we got our minds blown on green screen, man. What can I say? Do all the things you need to do. Thumbs up. Comments. Engagement. RandomOrder.org. Go on. Get your merch. Enjoy the episode.
This is not our episode, man. This is Salvia.
This is Salvia's episode.
Welcome to Salvia Order, man.
Yeah,
I had to make sure he didn't magically stop my cameras.
We're on to you this whole episode, man.
This whole episode, man.
Nothing's getting past me.
I didn't even shake his hand. I'll say bye when he leaves.
We too locked in.
Yeah.
Enter the building. Yo, let me see this. Let me get you.
Nah, yeah, man.
I'll see right through it.
Yeah, man. Where my car keys at, man? How my Blistex get over here, man?
That was me. That was me.
Oh, be on peoples.
My man Samuel Joseph in the building, man.
Yes, sir. What up, what up, what up?
Welcome, man.
Welcome.
Man, we done seen a lot of crazy things. I actually met you in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pulled up.
Yeah.
And all I can recall is strings coming out of your eyeballs.
Yeah. Fuck.
I remember being, yeah, man. You weren't
there. Don't do that. Don't do that one today.
It's real, I swear to God.
Chris Angels is whack.
Don't do that one.
The real shit. I got the heavy magic right out the gate.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
I had to come guns blazing, you know? It was like, I had to came through.
That's the thing. You trying to see it, right? You're like, where's the hole in it? But the string through the eye, I couldn't do nothing with, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, one time I did that too many times in a night we were filming, and I couldn't see out of my eye the whole night. And I was like, damn, I thought this was it. I was like, this was it. I'm gone.
Oh, for damn.
But I woke up and we good.
Okay,
we
good.
Yeah, that's the real magic, man.
Yeah. I can see.
I needed a rest.
Man. Wow. So that right there, is that considered magic, or is that's just biology?
Yo, honestly, yeah, it's a mix of both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a bit of both, but I just like it because it freaks people out. You know what I mean?
They don't
know what to expect. It's like, do I look? Or, it's what you were saying. It's like, do I look or do I look away? It's like, what do I do? You know? So it's like a mix of both.
How you even, like, I don't know if this is like a taboo question in the world of magic, but how do you even, like, how you learn that one? Because, like,
you know
what I'm saying? Because I got one. I'm not trying to play with my eyes, brother.
Yo, honestly, it's like, it's one of those things you just got to do it. Like, it was the same time when I first learned how to swallow needles. I was like, yo, you know what I mean? Like,
you're really swallowing needles.
Yeah, so I did it, and I told my mom at the time, I was mad young. I was probably like 13 years old. I was like, yo, I'm going to go do this. And she was like, are you good?
Yeah,
like,
no
are
way.
You okay? Like, you doing all right? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to do it. She's like, no, you're stupid. And if you live in this house, there's no way that's needles.
No,
I got Indian parents. You know, they're like, there's
course,
no way.
No needles.
So what I did, I called her to a show next day. I was like, yo, come sit in the front row. Come sit in the front row. And I did it, and the whole time she was just like, oh my God, what the
gosh.
But you just gotta do it. There's no other way. You just gotta do it. And then you figure it out as you
damn.
Go.
But have you had any like mishaps?
Yeah, so one time I was doing the needle thing, and I was on Instagram Live, and I was doing it, and I was rushing it, and I did it, and I felt one of the needles snap, and I'm like, I'm like, ooh.
Savvy.
I'm like, I don't know if that was supposed to go that way. I'm like, I don't know if it made the right sound.
Right.
So on the live, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. As soon as it cut, I ran to the washroom.
Right.
I was like, yo, I don't know if I'm tripping or if I'm actually like dying right now. I don't know.
Fuck.
And my dad was like, no, you're good. Don't worry. You're good. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. And then
damn.
I'm still here. So I guess,
we made it.
So where's the needle? I don't know.
That got to come out in the poo-poo.
It probably did. Probably did. I don't even know.
I hope so.
That's a trick to me, nigga.
Yeah.
Do that shit.
Check this out.
So immigrant parents from India.
Immigrant parents, man.
What was it like to explain to them that I'm, you know what I mean? Fuck the traditional route. I'm going magic.
Would you say it was magical?
Definitely not. It was definitely a whole mission to make that happen, you know, but it was just over time, you're just doing one thing after the next. And then they saw the TV and they're like, oh, okay, yeah. He on TV,
the
you know,
TV
and
like,
do it. That's the language they understand, I feel like. Just the hardcore proof, the TV, the newspaper.
Facts. Yeah.
They know Jay Leno.
That's it.
Once you know Jay Leno, you're probably good.
Man, even if it hits City TV, that's pretty like, yo,
bro,
my son.
You CP24 up? Come on, guys. What they gonna do?
I mean, yo, my parents were always like artistic in their own way. Like my mom likes to dance and my dad likes to act a little. But it was just like, yo, doing it as a career is like, oh, I don't know about, you know, it's like, how you gonna live and do this, blah, blah, blah. But when, you know, once they saw like, yo, he's doing a show here, he's doing that, they see the paycheck coming, they're like, okay, all right, cool, this works. All right, cool.
Right. They can understand that.
They understand that. You know, of course.
They just want you to be good at the end of the day. That's
no, facts, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
That's where
it
comes from. So I get it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, and look, at the end of the day, like they were hella supportive with all the shows that I do. My parents would drive me to, you know, shows out in the middle of nowhere or, you know.
I like that.
And like even one time I did my first theater show and like the whole thing kind of broke down behind the scenes, like the screen and this and that. I had no idea because I'm in the front. My dad ran out during the show, bought the new shit, plugged it in between the show, and I'm like, what's going on behind the scenes? I had
That's
no idea,
beautiful.
You know? So it was like shit like that. So
yeah,
I like that.
Yo,
man.
Shout out to the pops.
For sure.
Shout out to the broski.
That goes a long way, man.
That goes a long way.
You know, you have your parents' full support. Especially so young.
Yeah.
How'd you start? What was your first interaction with magic?
Yo, it's a crazy, crazy story. I'm sitting in my room. I'm studying like a good Indian kid would do. And the window was open and like this owl flew in with a letter and I got accepted to this place called Hogwarts. And ever since then, I was listening.
Like, yo.
You had me up until the owl.
You had me to Hogwarts. Yeah. What did the owl say?
It was this girl right here. This is the one I brought with me.
For real. Really?
No, I'm playing.
Oh, like, come on, nigga. Unravel it.
But now that I mentioned this, you should probably hold on to this. I don't want to hold this. You should hold this for the rest of
me?
The show.
This is where it starts.
Hey, man, we here.
Okay. Snake comes out.
I just grabbed it. All right.
Keep it safe.
All right.
Nah, but for real, I got a magic kit, you know, and I was a weird kid growing up. Not that I was like antisocial, but I was just like, I just didn't really vibe with everyone else. I was just doing my own thing, you know, in my own little world. At one point, it was one of these. Hold on, let me show you.
No, don't let that. Don't reach.
You know what I'm saying? I'm for real nervous.
You know, at one point, it was this. I started with this. A Rubik's cube. I would stay in my room and I'll mix it up. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I would sit in my room for an entire week and learn how to make this happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's the kind of kid I was. I would just like be in my own world, do my own thing, and like this was like one of those things before I did magic. Actually, this was something I would pick up. And so this is not real magic. This is just me being a nerdy Indian kid right now. So you mix it up, right?
Yes, sir.
You take a look at every single side. I used to go to competitions for this. So I'd go and I'd sit there and then I'm not that fast anymore, but we'll give it a shout here. Okay, here we go.
Try hold it up to your camera. Yeah,
here we go. Okay. I'm just scoping it out. All right. Okay, I think we're good. Okay. Like this, like that, like this.
Oh my gosh. Bro, what is happening? For our audio listeners, he's killing this Rubik's cube right now.
Come on over, man. Come on over.
You need a visual for this one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then it goes like this, and then like that.
Yeah, it's clipped. It's over.
It's over? Yeah. Almost. Okay, we're almost. Hold on. Oh.
Rubik's cube is going always fascinating.
I just started learning the other day.
Did
I have
you?
A little baby Rubik's cube on my desk right now. I got one side down.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
There you go.
And he's done.
So I used to,
how long did it take you to get
a week?
A week.
Yeah. Wow. So I sat in the room but I didn't leave my room for a week. Okay. I should clarify. I was every single day. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. It was a March break. You know?
Oh, okay.
Shout out March break.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You go back to school with some tricks.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, like how it could be done. Isn't it? It's an equation or something like that.
It's algorithms. It's like the right algorithms, and you just gotta do it in the right order. Right. But at a certain point, it becomes like just memory. Like you're like now, I just see patterns, and I put the patterns together, and it just kind of all meshes
it's
together.
Intuitive.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Is that how you tackle all your challenges? Just go hard.
Yo, honestly, I just throw myself into the deep end. And
you got
to
be. Yeah, I believe that too. You putting the string out your eyes. I'm not jumping into that. Yeah. Hell nah.
I'm the type of man, like, bro, I can't.
Let me see that.
It's legit, man.
I gotta, like,
my brain has to process things. So, like, the whole time you're doing it, I'm watching, like, bro, why is his hands moving that fast? And then the trick's already done. So, I don't like feeling behind. With Magic, I be feeling behind, bro. I'm like, you on the back?
So, how it works is you gotta start by one side. You solve one side, and then you solve the first layer.
Okay.
And then you solve the middle layer, and then you solve the top. Because people think you gotta solve it side by side. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't work that way. You gotta go the first layer, then the second layer, and the third. And when you get good, you do two layers at once. That's why it's so fast. Because you're doing both of these together.
Yeah.
And then you do the last one on its own. And then, like, as you get faster, you know, you get the fingers moving this and that. And you know, the more you practice, the your fingers just start, you know, like.
Right. Have you timed it? Like, how fast you
Yeah, so, like, in my peak, I got to, like, 16, 15 seconds.
That's
and,
holy
like,
shit.
On average, I'd hit, like, 20, 15? 25. Yeah.
That's
crazy. I'll be honest, that's nothing. Like, the world record is, like, 5 seconds.
It breaks my heart when I get a side down, then I start, all right, let's move on to the other side.
Yeah.
And my first side just falls apart.
Fucks up,
sitting there with no sides.
Yeah.
Like, cool shit like that, man. Granted, I'm a funny guy, so, you know what I mean? My life is all right, but, like, if I were to fuck up in any relationship, baby, listen.
Cue the key.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just cool shit. I can't just pull out. When did you jamble it?
Jamble it.
When did you
jamble it?
I right now. You.
When did you
jamble it?
Jamble it.
You get mixed up as much as you want. It doesn't. You know. It just is like.
But I didn't even see you do that.
That's my point.
Yeah.
My hands just always be just moving. You know what I mean?
But like, I'm on to you, man.
Even when it's mixed, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you just kind of do one of these and then just like shake it and just give it a toss like that.
No,
you know, you can do that.
Can I?
Right,
no way.
It's going to be one of those still. And I hate it. I hate it so
this
much.
This is our show.
Look at my pocket. Look at Yo, hold on, man. Elephant in the room. Canada's Got Talent finalists in the building.
Yeah.
Man. Come on, man.
Man, big CO.
Big CO.
Trust me, bear ratings.
That's fire, bro.
Hey.
What was that experience like, man? I caught a nugget online that you kind of just applied the last night possible.
Yo, it was literally the day it was due, like an hour before. I was like, oh, I got to get this in. And then, like, I'm in my garage just, you know, doing this act and putting it together. And I'm like, yo, this isn't working. Because initially I wanted to do this crazy thing with like art and all this. And I'm like, yo, I'm not an artist. This is not going to work. And I'm like, all right, I got to submit something else. Boom, boom, boom. I put something together, submit it. And I just kind of forgot about it. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, like, you know, if I get it, I get it. Because a lot of people don't know. I actually auditioned for America's Got Talent before. And I was always like, nah, not this time. It's not going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, whatever. You know, I'm going to submit. I'll see what happens. And the next day I get a phone call and they're like, so what would you do if you were on the show? And I'm like, I don't know, probably this. I give them and they're like, all right, send us a video of it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Send them a video. They're like, all right, cool. Can you come do this next week? And I was like, damn.
They said pull up. They said, oh, for sure.
Oh,
you
for
know,
sure.
someone on the other side of the email said, check this nigga out.
So when you're pulling stuff together like that, is there like a certain like category of tricks that you access, or is just everything just
Look, I'll say this.
Brand
like,
new.
Magic has like these seven or eight, or I don't know the exact number. The couple like basic, like, you know, principles of like, okay, something disappears, something reappears, something levitates. So stuff like that. And then everything kind of stems from that. You know what I mean? So you build off of that. So for me, I was like, okay, I know these like basic things, but from studying the show, I was like, yo, how do I want to approach the show? I'm like, okay, there's four or five judges. I want to make sure I interact with them. I do something cool. And I was also like, I want to do something that's kind of unique to me with my story and like kind of incorporate that somehow and also do something that breaks the format. So in the first round, I was like, how do I do it? And it didn't all come all at, you know, once. It was like over time, I was like writing scripts and writing, rewriting and the blocking and this and that. And the small pieces would start to fall together. I was like, oh, this could be cool. I add this.
Damn,
oh, yeah. Add this on top of it. Oh, shit. Let's pile this on top of this. And then, you know, I'd share it with my brother or like my friends. And I had another magician who was helping a little bit too. And like, I'd share it with these people that I would like, you know, work with, and we'd kind of build on it over time. And it was just like, you know, the ideas would just kind of come as they go. It was more so that like I had the basis of like, okay, I want to do something like that involves where I'm like kind of reading someone's mind and also making something disappear and making, you know, using someone's object from their body, something that they have. And so like all that came together and eventually it came out to be that final first round act that I made, you know.
Man, that's pretty that makes sense. Damn. That's kind of like how that's, we work. I guess we're like, how'd you come up with these videos? It's like, okay, we knew what we needed to deliver, like, and what we wanted, like a wish list, and then after that you just sort of make it work.
The gap fills itself, right?
Exactly.
Like the pieces fall together, and like it was just like, yo, it's like the weirdest ideas would hit me at the last time. Like the icing on the cake for the first round was I don't know if you've seen the first clip, but I I buzzed myself out in the show. And I'm like, that was such a last minute thing that came to me. But I was like, yo, like no one does that. Why would you go on the show to buzz yourself out? So yeah. I was like, yo, that creates drama. That creates suspense. And it's also, it breaks like this fourth wall between me and the judges. Up until that, it was like, yo, the judges are sitting here and then you're on that stage in the deep. Right, and it's just like, I'm like, yo, I gotta find a way to break that. So the first step was, yo, I'm gonna do the magic up close. That was my first, like, I don't care what we do, it's like, it's happening up close. And we were filming in between COVID, so it was a little tricky. They were like, we don't know, like, you might have to be 6 feet away, but I'm like, listen, I gotta do what I gotta do. You gotta let me do my thing. And they're like, all right, fine, you know? So we came to a compromise on that. And then they were just like, oh, the buzzing thing that came to me, I was like, yo, this is gonna be crazy. Cause the noise, yo, like, the buzzing noise is so, it feels you to, you know, the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Because even in the back of the room, you can hear it. Like, it's just like, you'll be in the way. You're like, oh, damn. Like, someone just got buzzed out. I went up and I hit three of the buzzes. And so there was only one left. And I was like, yo, if I screw up, you hit that buzzer. And I was just like, creating that, like, you know, intense drama and like, in what could potentially happen. And yo, that trick could have went wrong. Every trick that I did, there's a chance it can go wrong. So like, you know, it was just one thing led to the next. And yo, this act just kind of magically appeared in front of me, you know?
That's fire, man.
What was that pressure like on top of like everything you had to focus on?
Oh, it was wild. It was wild. It was like the craziest 8 to 9 months of my life of like being on that show. Cause it's like, you know, all that work you put in. Cause obviously like before you go on the show, you got to let them know what's going on. And there's a lot of rehearsal and this and that. And so like the process is like very daunting in the sense of like, you know, you don't want to screw anything up. And I'm not saying daunting isn't like, oh, it's so... It's just like, you don't want to screw it up. You're like, yo, this is a big opportunity. I want to fuck this up. I got to make sure that I'm, you know, doing it to the best I can and making sure that I deliver and give the pitches that, you know, are meeting the level and expectation that they want and also I want. So I was that
top it out, you're literally performing to the TV camera. Yeah.
And like, also, there's things on TV that you got to think about that you wouldn't think about in real life. Because in real life, yo, I can get away with a lot. Like, I can pull in a pink elephant behind you and you wouldn't even know. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of shit. Yeah. But on camera, you got this friend.
You check it. I ain't going for it.
You mentioned you tapped one of your magician friends, man. It got me thinking, like, what's the magician community like? Is there a lot of magician hate? Like,
I'm about to say, what's the magician beef like?
Yo, everyone beefing everyone, bro. Really? That's the magic community, really? Bro. Yo, honestly, like, I've always, ever since I was young, I was just like, yo, I'm just going to keep out of it. Because, like, anytime there's any big group, there's always drama. Like, there's no way to avoid it. Any kind of, you know, if it's a rap group, if it's too big, you know, there's going to be beef. If there's, you know, whatever group. Same thing with magic. It just be like, people be... you know, biting each other and like this and that. They'd be like, oh, you know, I don't like how you do that, or I don't like how you move like this. Or people would just be talking mad shit behind your back. Like, bro, you know, we all in it. Like, just do what you got to do. And also, the other thing that sucks about magic a little bit is that, like, you know, look, I'm guilty of this too, where it's like, when you start, like, you obviously, like, you emulate people you like, you know? You're like, oh, yo, that's, you know, and that's what you're taught to do magic, because they teach you in the book. They, you know, you read the book. This is the pattern you read, and then this is how it works. Mm. And then over time, as you build, you kind of learn how your character develops and, you know, you change. And so in magic, it's not like comedy. In comedy, bro, if you take someone's joke,
that's bad.
That's bad. You know what I mean? Like, but here in magic, it's not the same. Like, you can, because at the end of the day, that's, magic is a shared art formula. You got to teach other people for it to go and continue. So it's like,
And every way, a lot of things in art is a shared art form. And people are just a little weird about that. Because at the end of the day, you can be inspired, but you're going to have your own sauce eventually. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
So that's crazy that we got to go through that, but it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
The magic community, man. I thought it was the most magical place, man.
I can't trash on the magic community completely. It's definitely still, like, you know, a good community, like, that's uplifting. But, you know, there's obviously the things that, there's always things that happen. There's good and there's bad, you know? There's obviously that comes with it. And the good is always that, like, the community is super strong and, like, people are, like, you know, you don't know everyone, but you know everyone. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Like, especially in the city that you're in, like, I don't know all the guys, but I know the guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know who's in the city. I know what they're doing. And, like, yo, some of them, if you get close with them, they'll help you out. You know, if something comes up, you know, like, you can't make it to a show, like, you're contractually obligated to be there. It's like, what are you going to do? Well, you're just going to take an L and just, you know, not take the check. It's like, true. No, you're going to find someone to fill in for you. And it's like, that only comes from making friends, you know, like no one's not, you're not going to cover just for a random, you know what I mean? So it's shit like that. And if you're in a pinch, like, again, when you get close with people, then you build those relationships, and that kind of friendship, I would say, is strong. But yo, man, sorry, I didn't mean to shit on the Magic community.
Everyone is dope.
Everyone is dope.
Man, it is what it is.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck them on the podcast, man. That's what we do over here, community. Man. Have the whole community, man.
Would you say Magic is like what it's depicted like in the movies? Like, is it, would you say what you do is magic, or is it just called magic?
Yes and no. Okay. So like, I think movies definitely take it to a next level for sure. Because like, so I do, so magic is the umbrella, you know, under magic, there's all these things. There's pickpocketing, you know what I mean? So so taking things from people. I'm a good thief though.
And then see some magic in Europe, man. You know? My watch. Like, damn, nigga, hocus pocus. Where my shit at? I didn't know Jamaicans knew fucking magic until I seen it on the beach in front of me.
And like, there's like the pickpocketing, there's like the mentalism, was like the mind reading stuff, and then there's like hypnosis, which I also do. But like TV will take that and go 10x. Like hypnosis, for example, like people make it look like on TV that you can walk up to someone and go, look at me, boom. And it doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? Hypnosis takes time. You got to work with someone and like, you got to build trust and make sure that they're comfortable, you know, being in that environment and space, and then you can go. So it takes time. It's not like you walk up to a random person, you go boom. And like, there's ways you can kind of work with that, but it's not how they depict it on TV at all. Right. And same thing with magic. Sometimes they like overshoot what you can really do, because magic isn't like, I'm not a wizard. I'm not like, you know, my guy.
Yeah.
I think you are. Man.
I don't know, man.
I have a different look on magic.
Word.
What the hell is that?
Why you leaning back?
All right. Well, you could probably call them out. Or not. You don't have to call them out. I just think there's certain people. David Blaine's not from here. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Well, let's work through these real quick, man. We got some magicians off the top of my dome that you know what I mean? Let me know, what he inspired, what he's about.
Yo, he's a GOAT. He's the GOAT. Okay. Certified GOAT. Like, there's never been another guy like him to ever exist.
Okay. Because
he was what's known as an escapologist. So he was like, known for escape, like that was his thing. He would escape, but he was a magician. But again, it's like magic is the umbrella, you know, there's different forms in between, and escapology is one of those. And he was just different, like he just moved different. He would just, you just need balls to do some of the shit that they do, like they'd be just shackling themselves up, throwing them in a deep end in a water. And he's like, yo, some crazy shit where
you,
it's like
die,
that's just straight up like mind over matter, like, you know what I mean?
Straight shit. All right, so David Blaine, how did David Blaine push that forward, you think?
How did he put his head in that bag?
What was David Blaine's
stamp? Might be a little bit of Photoshop.
I don't know what he was thinking on this one, but I mean, shit. But yo, David Blaine just made magic cool. That's what he did. You know, he was the reason why David Blaine popped off was he was the first magician to take magic from the stage and bring it, not bring it to the thing, but on camera.
He took a camera.
Yeah. So before David Blaine, all the videos would always be like, yo, look at the magician on stage. Look at what he does. Amazing. Mm-hmm. David Blaine took one camera, went onto the street and go, do magic like this, and then you see the reaction.
I remember that.
It was a new thing, you know. Yeah. And him and like Chris Angel were probably.
I was about to say, CA did that.
Yeah. So him around the same time, but CA was also high production.
Yeah.
David Blaine had one camera, and he talked about this later too, where he's like, he prefers having less equipment around because it makes you feel more comfortable when there's like, you know, less lights in this and whatever. Because especially with people who are not used to that world, like with the street magic, whatever. So like, he would keep it very minimal. And so like, that worked for him. Chris Angel also street magic, like made it like really popular. He did some crazy, crazy wild shit. And he would mix in like the crazy stunts, like street magic. So where you cut people in half, but he'd do it in a way that looked more realistic. Cause like 50, 60 years ago, like when people cut in half, it's like you're in a box and like, you know, you can't really see it properly. Chris Angel would make it where it's like,
you can see it.
There's no, you know, boom, separation.
So something like this.
Oh, there you go. Cute.
I can't. Oh, God.
But, like, what is happening here?
He's scared me already.
Like this, okay? All right?
Well, you already discussed it. Just discussed it the whole time.
Shut it down, okay? Pull.
Bro, it gets so chaotic.
He's crawling away.
Chaotic, bro.
Why does he look flat?
Yeah. Nah, this camera tricks, brother.
He looks Zook.
What about the other lady? Relax.
She got on cargos now.
She got on cargos.
Oh, what?
But yeah, so he was doing all this crazy, like, he would take, like, because that's technically, like, an old school stage illusion. You know, you do it on stage where you cut someone in half, but he couldn't put it on the on the street. So that's how he got also crazy.
So you wouldn't say this is like production tricks?
Yeah, I'm about to ask.
Camera cuts.
How you feel about this?
And how's she on the grass running around?
Is it kind of taboo for you to like expose another?
I would never go on to, you know, be like, yo, this is what he's doing. Again, back to the Magic community thing, you know, you keep it, there's like, you know, unspoken kind of rules about, you know, what you how you are.
The G code.
I'll say this though. Like,
the G code, it's the M code.
Yeah. You always need to operate off a little bit of code, facts, man, facts. Respect.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But like, you see how like there's a lot of like two or three cameras and he's getting, like if you pull up a Blaine video, like you'll see it's just one camera that goes from the thing to what is the reaction, you know? Right. And so like he popularized that, and then Chris Angel just did some crazy shit like this. But yo, shout out to both of them because they inspired like a lot of people.
Right. I know
a lot of people that
so
be like,
is he respected? Like, is he one of the ones?
100%, 100%. And like right now, he's got his own show in Vegas and he's got a crazy show. Yeah, like, does his own thing. Yeah, he's
just shit, Chris. This one blew me away too.
Oh, the steamroller. Yo, these are classics, bro. These are like,
I ain't never seen this one.
Really?
And I used to really watch this nigga.
I was on this heavy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you still got the ice on.
Yeah, of course. You got to leave the chain on.
Oh, he's got glass on the ground. Yeah. There's a glass on the ground in front of him.
What?
Steamroller, nigga. It's like an 18-wheeler.
Damn, Chris, we might get flagged for this. This is good. Damn, nigga. Shout out Chris one time, man.
Shout out Chris.
Mind Freak was my shit.
And he got the highlights on, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, he was definitely fashion, like intern. Because, yo, Magic is like, yo, everyone used to just wear a suit and tie. And this guy came out with fucking chains and
V-line. I was going to bring up the V-line the first thing I seen in the pit. Like,
it's a good stomach.
You think Chris Angel, you think six-pack abs. Then Magic.
Where your photo shoot like that?
Damn, I mean, shit. You know,
it's still working on that trick.
That trick gonna take some time, man. You know?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, damn. Of course, man. Y'all know the story.
Yes. You know the story?
Yeah.
Siegfried and Roy?
Where you know what the lion did?
No, the tiger did?
Yeah,
I've heard the name, but I don't know what they do.
Mm.
So they have a lot of wild animals the animals that they use in their show. And they use tigers and lions or whatever. I don't know if they use lions. I'm pretty sure it's tigers. But one night during a show, a tiger went and bit one of them in the middle of the show. Where people were. Yeah. So it was pretty bad. And like it was like all over, and like, but they were saying how like afterward they were saying how like it wasn't like a malicious, like the tiger's trying to kill me kind of attack. But who knows, man? Honestly, I've never worked with tigers. I have no idea how that could have went down.
They did PR for the tigers. It's not a bad guy.
Listen, we talked to the tiger. He just said a lot of life.
I was reading they picked him up by the neck and was like dragging him around.
It was bad. It was pretty
and he survived that.
That's fucking magic, man.
That's pretty.
That's a real magic trick. Who's next? Sure. Who we got?
Yeah. Man, that's all I got.
There's probably one you're missing is David Copperfield. He made the Statue of Liberty disappear, and like he was popular on TV. Yeah. He did some crazy shit too, bro. He brought a big group of people with him, and then like filmed it live. It was live on TV. It was like this whole thing where like he had this whole crew and team, and there's all people watching, and boom, Statue of Liberty just disappears. You can probably find a video of it if you look it up. Yeah. It's much.
Now let's check out this Statue of Liberty.
Oh, the Statue of Liberty. All right. How? Here we go. Here we go.
Am I looking for this one? Oh, yeah. Boom. Right here.
That's the first one. Yeah.
There's no how.
So the government wasn't concerned?
They called for it too.
Standing 305 feet high and weighing 450,000 pounds.
Like Copperfield popped off 80s, 90s. Like that was his whole, he reigned over like this era.
Mm.
Also, he's the first magician billionaire.
Oh. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I used to have that jacket.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to American Apparel.
Right about now, I'm thinking, I hope this works.
What?
Crazy.
The lights are going through.
It's not on the radar.
How?
What? I'd be like, all right, for the real trick, fly the helicopter right there.
They're like, oh, that's where the show stops.
That's where the show stops, right there. But yo, this guy's crazy though. He's like old, but he still does like a billion shows a year. Like he works. He has his own theater in the MGM. In Las Vegas, and like he does a million shows like a year, bro. He like,
well, you say you got a B.
Yeah.
How many decks of cards you buy a year, brother?
Bro, hundreds. It's not thousands, bro. I'm
knowing. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
You're gonna leave. You're gonna leave here today. It's gonna be a magician.
Fucking hats
down the corners. Way. Hey.
I'll teach you an easy one. I'll teach you an easy one. All right. Like,
okay, here we go.
So this one, but you gotta be good with your angles on this one. All right. This is an angle one. So this is like one of the first things I learned. You know, you take a card like this and you make it disappear by this.
We're learning this. Okay.
I'll teach you. I'll show you first. Okay. You go like this, watch, and it goes and it just disappears.
No, I can't.
And it goes. But all you're doing is this. Look, you're holding it in your hands like this.
Okay.
And then you just go in. You're curling your fingers in, and then your thumb just grabs it like that. And you let go. Yeah, you just did it. Just like that. Uh-huh. But how you sell it, though, this is where you learn, like, the fundamentals of magic is that your body's got to sell it. You know, when you're watching the card, you're going, and it goes up. And so people follow
they
you.
Look up. They look up.
Yeah. And then the moment they look down, they see your hand, and they're like, the card's gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you know, and it trips them out for a second. It won't fool a lot of people, but it's something, you know, you learn kind of early on.
Has anybody ever, like, harassed you, like, after
all the time, bro. Yeah. I get weird people come up on stage all the time too. Like,
that's just too much, man.
But you kind of learn how to, you know, you roll with the punches. And growing up in the Indian community definitely helped with that. You know what I mean? I'd be like 12 years old on stage, and an uncle would be like, "Yo, it's in your sleeve." I'm like, "Bro, I'm wearing short sleeves. What are you talking about?"
You shut up, by the way.
Yeah, you're
47.
He's like, "What are you talking about?" You know, it's just like.
My man, we get you taken care of a snap of a finger, my nigga.
I know Thanos, man. I just got to call Thanos. You know, I know the big T, man.
Show you a real trick.
Yo,
get you flipped.
So, like, with magic, I feel like magic and the different types, I feel like it's, like, is very... For me, it's like you got to exchange that money to see magicians. I feel like that's something that no matter like what, like you don't have to be popular for me to be like, I'll pay you to see some magic. You feel me? So like, do you feel like that's the case? Or are you still doing free gigs? Have you done free gigs? Like,
yo, I was doing free shows left and right. I would be like, you know, like,
still got to do that. Okay.
You know, whatever. So my first paid show was when I was 13. So I started doing magic when I was 10. And at 13, I got my first paid show. It was $100 to do an hour. And I was like, yo. $100 to do an hour?
That's still crazy. 13-year-old?
Yeah. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, you just want me to do some magic tricks? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, cool. That night I got booked for $200 again the next show. And I was like, yo, I'm dropping out. Yo, I had this big brown suit that did not fit me and like this white bow tie where it was like, I'm flexing, yo. I made it.
That's
right. You know what I mean?
13.
Facts.
Yeah, that's damn.
Yeah. And then over time it just kept like, you know, building. And it's like whatever opportunity I can get, you know. For me now though, I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, look, I like money's cool, but like there's some opportunities that come up where I'm like, yo, I can see the change in value for me doing a performance. And in those cases I will. But other than that, I'll lose money if I'm doing a stage show for free. You know what I mean? Like there's expenses that go into it, and like you know, I want to give you an experience. So like I will go the extra mile to do the this, the that, whatever. And then like, you know, you should make it happen.
Yeah. So what do you think of Magic Mike?
What's his situation?
How did he do his tricks?
I think it's just straight stunts, straight body movement.
Yeah,
man.
It was straight.
All biology.
I wish I was that good. Yo, Magic Mike is, yo, forget all these guys. Magic Mike,
that's number one. I didn't want to say it. I didn't even want to say it, man.
Damn, he different. Man. He different.
Yeah.
You watch this movie?
Hey.
Hey, I don't know the plot. Come on, man.
Hey, boys. I'm working here, man.
What's your end goal? Like, you trying to get to Vegas type shit?
You know what? Like, Vegas will be cool one day, but I want to build here, you know? Like, I think America's got, like, the Blaines, the Copperfields, or this. Canada doesn't have anything like that. Like, there's been guys who've done it, but, like, never, like, to the scale that, like, they've been known and what. So I'm like, yo, like, why not build here where it's, like, there's an open market here, you know what I mean? So Canada's Got Talent was, like, you know, step one in world domination right there, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I like that.
There was no other magician to make it to the finals of the show. So it was like, you know, that was step one. I was like, you know, next is like the this, the that. And like, you know, whatever the steps are to make that happen, I'm just like, yo, I want to do that and like make it big. And then again, Vegas, maybe one day. But it's like, I'm not like, I don't fantasize Vegas like that as well. Because like, also Vegas has so many performers. Like even Magic, there's Copperfield, there's Penn and Teller, like all these big names, and then there's also a lot of guys who are just not big names, but they do magicians. Yeah. They do, because it's
fucking
like, bro,
pulling lobsters up their pocket.
Facts, bro. Facts. Yeah. I want to tour too. Like, I want to like really like tour and do shows.
Crazy.
And, you know, sell out the theaters, for and then you know, I have the same road to Scotiabank Arena. Like, you know, hopefully one day, you know, like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, I don't know how long it'll take, but it's just like I want to sell out Scotiabank one day. You know,
right?
That's the goal. That's
that'd
the
be
goal.
Fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm supporting that.
Yeah,
hell yeah,
I see it.
Facts.
Think I think it's a beautiful perspective to have just coming from Canada and I mean Toronto if you want to. Brampton, if you really
shout
want to.
Out Brampton. Yeah. Shout out Brampton. Beat
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you have that opportunity to kind of look around and say, okay, there's an empty chair there that like no one's sitting in
and that's what
you can go do. Because I think our first thought is always, are you going to capitalize in the States or what do you want to go conquer in the States? When it's like, yo, there's so much to conquer here because like no one's here. And it was the same thing for us, honestly, when we were really looking at just doing YouTube and everyone's like, oh, like, what do you want to do? I'm like, bro, honestly, we're kind of already doing it because no one's doing what we're doing right now in Toronto type thing.
Yeah,
so
and
now fucking years later there's a bunch of people with YouTube channels and saying like, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. When we're having this conversation last week and someone's asking us, oh, who'd you go to when we started our videos? We're like, yo, literally we were the only, it felt crazy to kind of be like literally the only ones kind of doing what we had in mind or what we had envisioned. So nah, man, fuck, sky's the limit, honestly. Yeah,
you guys were definitely like the OGs here, bro. Like I remember growing up seeing you guys just dominating YouTube, and like there's no, you're right, there was no one else doing it that way here in Canada. You know, like
it's true, man.
Yeah,
it was a wild story.
Yeah, we're just like, you know, I mean, when you're just so focused on one thing, you don't even like realize what was going on. So like to look back now, I'm like, holy, we're kind of fucking crazy. I'm like looking at old vlogs of like the lengths we went to just get the videos right. I'm like, that's a lot of work.
A lot.
Man, ultimately ends up being worth it. And we got a lot of, like to your point, there's a lot of visibility here being like one of the only ones doing it. So like when brand deals and different production started to come into the city, it was like, all right, well, who's doing it? Are two people? Sure. Those guys.
Even when I'm doing shows, I'm like too much of a control freak to let go of different things. I'm just like, I'll do it.
I feel like that's a challenge, though. That in itself is a challenge. I'm like, yo, because it's going to take some extra work and it's going to take, I don't know, that feeling of you letting go is like a big feat in itself.
Yeah.
So it's really a test. But I think ultimately it's worth it, man. It's noticed.
I agree.
Achieve so much more with a team that's just all on one track.
Yeah.
Hard to find those people sometimes, but.
Yeah.
And it'd be tough when you let go the one time and then it just go left.
See, this is what I do everything. This is doing a lot. Doing the light rigs and shit.
Oh, man.
I'm honestly more concerned about the scroll.
Oh, the scroll?
What's on the scroll?
Oh my God. It's been hidden behind the screen the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Someone in the front?
Is your computer okay, though?
Don't do that.
Okay, I just want to make sure the computer's okay.
I'm just asking,
you know, about the well-being of your computer. Everything's good, right?
Yeah. Let me just close my messages.
Okay.
In case you read something.
Delete the history, too. Delete the history real quick, you know.
You see that?
I mean, everyone's examining it now, you know?
I want to know what it is.
But you've been holding it the whole time, though, right? Like, you can tell the people at home, like, that there's no, like, I didn't pay you to say this. You know, you've been holding the whole time, right?
I'm fucking They just met.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh,
a small animal that you can hold in your hand. What's a favorite one that you would have?
A small animal that I could hold in my hand?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
favorite?
Yeah. Or anyone.
He should say it. He should say it to you.
Yeah, anyone.
I'm
anyone.
Fucking scared, dude. I like a fucking little cute chipmunk.
Chipmunk? Okay. Hold the scroll in your hand like this. Put your other hand on top like this. Yeah, take the mic. Watch. If that turned into a chipmunk right now.
No, don't do no bullshit like that. I promise you I'll look.
Sorry, it's okay. It's okay.
That would have been good, though.
That was crazy stuff. All right, can I go?
You can let go here. I just want to see. You know, it just feels like.
Arms are sweaty.
It just feels like I can say anything right now and it'll
100%.
We'll get to that. I'm going to come to your side. Let me do some. We'll get to that. Hold on to that. Yeah. Don't. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah,
for proof. Leave that shirt.
Leave it in the front so we can see it the whole time. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to come to you guys now to do something. You've seen some magic before, obviously, because you came. Have you seen anything before?
No.
You haven't seen anything before?
You weren't there.
Right, you weren't there.
I was there.
Sean was there. I was there. Yeah, I was there.
I came back and they said, yo, this nigga came through. Yeah.
Tweet, he didn't even buy it. Just pulling shit out of his eyeball. Crazy as shit.
Bro, I seen the video.
That was the Indian in me coming out, you know what I mean? I gotta just, you know, keep the funds.
Keep the money in the pocket.
That's how you stay. That's how you stay wealthy.
I respect it, man.
Stay wealthy, you know what I mean?
Y'all popping up, huh? All right.
That's how it is, bro. That's how it goes. We'll come to that side in a second, but I have this with me right here. You guys know what this is? I can show the camera too. Sheldon, I'm gonna throw this to you.
Okay.
I want you to take it and do me a favor. I want you to roll it onto the table.
Okay.
And I want you to cover it with your hand so that I can't see it. But also, when you roll, make sure you look at it. So make sure you know
so
what
I
the
know.
Top number is and then cover it. So none of us sees it. Okay.
Everyone
looks away.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I'm not a magician, but that's a 9.
you're done? You got it covered?
Yeah, I got
it. Okay. So here's what I want to start with you. Okay. There's obviously 6 numbers. There isn't a 9. right now, Sheldon, I want you to go complete poker face. Okay. Don't give anything away in your face. But just say the numbers out loud right now, 1 to 6. Just now, don't give anything away. Poker face, okay? You see, he's a bit of a tough character to read. My instinct is telling me he didn't go with an extreme end, but somewhere close to the end. He didn't go with the 1, but he went with the 2. That's the one number he rolled on. Show them.
What?
Take your hand off. That's a 2, isn't it?
That's a 2, y'all.
That's a 2, cut.
All right, give it to him. Give it to him. You do it this time. Everyone look away, though. No,
how?
Make sure you don't see it, though. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I got to look at that hole.
You know, okay, if you want, you can even pick a number. You don't have to roll. Even if you want, you can just pick a number, put it on top, and then cover your hand. It's up to you how you want to do
I'm
it.
I'm going to roll this bitch.
All right, you up to you, man. But you look at it, though.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a good roll.
Good roll, good roll, good roll.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a good roll.
All right, good roll. Take your time.
Nigga, it's one die.
Let me get a good roll. Throw him off.
Yo.
You can turn around. Yeah, I'm already looking at you.
Okay. Oh, shit. You look at me. Damn. Okay, all right.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. Look. He said the numbers out loud. You won't say anything. I'm going to say the numbers out loud. Just look at me, okay?
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's breathing heavy so he can throw me off a little bit.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Y'all see that?
Yeah, I like that one.
You see, with this kind of stuff, right, there's a lot of things that you can kind of pick up on people and how people act and behave, right? There's only a very few group of people in this world. He's laughing because he knows where I'm going with this. There's only a very few group of people in this world that would try to screw over a magician by rolling the die many times until you get the same number that was rolled previously.
Mm.
And he lands on a 2 again. Take a look.
Y'all in on this shit?
Hey, is it a trick?
Is everybody fucking with me?
Hold on, let me roll this bitch again. See if it. Hey, it keep landing on 2, homie.
Hey, that is interesting.
It keep landing on 2, homie. Okay, there you go.
That's a
3.
That's a 1. That's a 1. Don't do me like that.
That's amateur shit. Come
on. My heart was racing.
Yeah, my heart was racing.
I'm like, damn.
We edited it out, though, if it went wrong.
It's like James Bond says, right? If I told you, I'd have to kill you, right? That's how it works.
John Wick said it, too.
Man, you ever been like, hey, is this your card? And they're like, nah.
Oh, yeah, it's happened many times, actually.
What do you do? What do you do as an amateur magician?
And I go, was this your card?
No.
All right, yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, that wasn't the trick. You know, it was your next trick.
That's what's up.
I just bail. Super hard. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Or I'll make it awkward. Yeah,
you got to know when to bail.
You just got to bail. Boom, boom, boom.
Crazy.
Crazy. You guys want to see some more, though?
Yeah, man, for sure.
Want to make sure.
Sign me up.
Jay, do you have a favorite card in the deck of cards by any chance?
Yes.
What is it? Hit me.
Ace of spades.
Ace of spades. Okay, we're not going to use that one. Do you have another favorite card?
Yes.
Hit me.
Nine of clubs.
We're not going to use that one either. Give me another one more.
Hey, man.
Four of hearts.
Four of hearts?
Yeah.
All right, we might use that one. No, we're not going to use that one. I'm just playing. We'll use a random one. That way it's... there's no slide. I'm just making sure I have all my cards here with me. Okay, I think we're good. Here, just say stop for me somewhere.
Stop.
Okay. Can you hold your hands out for me as well?
Sure.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'll take the card you stopped at, the three of spades. Here's how we'll do this. Can you hold your hand out for me? Okay, we'll put the three over here. Can you put your thumb on top like this? Hold tight. Okay, hold tight. Can you hold your hand out for me as well? We'll take the next card down, the ace of hearts. Can the camera? Yes, the camera sees this. Watch the ace. If you take the ace as well, we'll put that over here like this. Watch. Watch this. Watch. Watch. Do you feel that?
I felt his hand.
I felt.
Watch. So, turn your hand over. Take a look. What's inside your hand? You have the three in your hand. What's in your hand, actually?
Oh.
How did that happen?
How did you do that?
I for sure had a three on me, man. What the fuck?
I don't know. It's...
You try to reverse it. I feel you, brother. Uno.
What?
A magician usually never repeats his trick. I'll try it again in case you missed it. This time, you come here. Hold your hand out for me. We'll use your hand this time. Watch.
Okay.
We'll take the next card. We'll take the King of Spades. So remember this one, okay? We'll take this and we'll do this.
Oh,
actually, just rip this one up. Here, look. Squeeze tight.
Squeal.
Put your other hand. Put your hand on top like this. Look at this. We got all hands on deck. Here, I'll take this one.
I strength this, man, boa.
Hold tight, though. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch my hands. Watch my sleeve. People always say it goes in my sleeve. Watch. If you take it and you just shake it, you can see it change in the air to the king. But if I'm holding the king, what's inside your hand?
The motherfucking ace.
Do I let go?
You gonna check?
The motherfucking ace.
No. Yeah.
Harsh. Show the camera. Wait. Show the camera.
Come on. Come on. Come on, man.
What are we doing?
I don't have a lighter here, but can you imagine a fire underneath your hand? Can you imagine that right now?
Yeah.
You feel that? You're imagining very strong. Watch. You can actually get the cards to fuse back together inside your hand right now. Take a look. Slowly open your hand up.
Come on.
It was ripped.
Come on.
It
was right here.
Sheldon approved.
Yes. Yo, what?
Sheldon approved for sure. That's crazy, bro. Is there a YouTube tutorial in which I can learn this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It costs
$10.99. I might drop that.
We'll try one more, actually, here. Look, we'll
that's do crazy. Wow.
Take one out, but it's very important. I don't see it. So maybe you take it. I'll move away for a second. You show the camera, show everyone else. Make sure everyone gets it.
I'm going to go right here. This is all intuition, by the way. This all me,
don't
everybody.
Let me see it, though. Yo, don't let me see it. Show them. Make sure.
Okay.
Let me see. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yep.
Can you write your name or something on the front of the card? I'll turn it away as well.
Man.
What a treat.
This is still it, right?
Yeah,
this is
still it. That's still it.
Let me double check myself. Confirmed.
Yeah. I'll take it back. Watch. We'll do this where it goes in like this. Here, look. Do you know how to snap your fingers? Every time you snap, the card will come back, but we're not going to do that. We're going to do something different. Watch this. I'm going to slide it under your card like this. Watch. Hold your hand up for me. Like this, put your hand on top. I'll take the mic from you. Like a sandwich. Perfect. Squeeze tight. Watch. If I snap my fingers, watch. Give me a little bit of space. I'm going to pull one card out like this. I'll leave it sticking out so you can see it. I'm going to turn this over. Watch. This is not your card anymore, right? Because I pulled one card out like this. But that's not the trick, really. You see, that's the card. But what if I can make the rest of the cards disappear while he's holding it in his hand right now?
No, I'm looking at them, Star.
Take a look. Here we go. Open your hands.
What the fuck?
Get out! Leave! Get out now! Holy fuck!
Bro, what the fuck?
Where's the deck?
Oh my god!
That fucked me up. My hair stood up. Bro, I swear to god.
What is? Let me see. What is
it's
this?
It's a glass. It's not a deck of cards.
What?
How?
Goddamn.
That's crazy.
God.
What that's the crazy. Fuck?
Nah, that's great, man.
That's great,
you guys
bro.
Want to see one more?
Of course. Yes, please.
All right, can I use your phone real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Can you unlock it?
Oh, my God.
Is this my phone? Okay.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go on your calculator? Boom. Okay. Show them. Calculator. I want you to type in any three-digit number you want, but don't show anyone else. Don't even show the camera. Any three-digit number. And yo, I didn't tell you to pick any number. You could have literally, you're picking any random
any
number. Because okay. People are going to comment. They'll be like, yo, they're in on it.
I wouldn't,
you know?
I wouldn't fuck around.
I'll pay you later, but yeah. You know, you got to. Two digits, type it in, and then hit times, and then hand it over to him.
Oh, don't you show nobody?
No, you can see it now. You can see it now. Yeah, okay. Give it to him. I want you to hit any four-digit number you want. Any four-digit number. Times it and give it to him. And I want you to hit any five-digit number you want. And then hit times one more time for me, okay? And put it back over here.
I ain't never seen this number, cuz.
Hit one last number. Any two-digit number. Put any two-digit number in.
Kobe.
And then hit equals. Okay. Can you show the camera real quick? And then can you write that down, someone? Can you write that number down real quick?
12101041010.
You can put the phone away. Does that number mean anything to any of you guys?
No.
When's your birthday?
February 1st.
February 1st? That's like a 2 and a 1, right?
I knew it.
No. I'm just playing with you guys. Yeah, that don't mean that.
Ain't no numbers for me in there.
Okay. But you've been holding on to something this whole time, right?
Oh.
No. You know what? Actually, Sean, can you hold this? Hold it up like that so you can still see it.
I don't want to rip your paper.
That's okay. Just a little bit of a rip is okay.
Down. Just
there you go. There you go.
Magic tag.
Okay. So go like this. I know I said I wouldn't touch it, but can you just hold it here? And can you hold this corner? Right? Yeah. Slowly. Okay. What's the first number, Sheldon? Can you read out?
One.
Go to the next. Unroll it. Yep.
Two. One. Zero.
Zero.
One.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Four.
Hold on. Keep going. Four.
One.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
One.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
Four.
Four.
Zero.
Zero.
One.
One.
Oh my God. And I think I see something else.
Hold on. Wait. I don't think Sheldon. You know what's really interesting? I said we're all connected. Numbers connect us.
Hold on. Let him finish. Yeah.
Here, look. If you turn that around, show them what it
is. I see it off the rip, God. No.
Turn it around.
Me.
It actually says
random order. Come on, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Savio motherfucking Joseph.
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's incredible. That's great.
Nigga, my shoelace came untied.
That's great.
What are you feeling right now?
Yo.
Confusion.
Where's the chipmunk?
That's incredible, man. Oh my gosh.
First off, how do you even make numbers? That's the challenge in itself.
Bro, but how is the numbers? We know the same numbers.
I'll put in whatever.
Yeah.
I'm reflecting right now.
How does that work? I know.
Listen, I lose sleep at night thinking about it too, man. I'm a viewer.
Bro.
Yo, you're crazy, man.
That's
good
amazing,
shit, man.
Thank you, bro.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
I'm honored.
Oh, my God.
Shout out Magic.
Nah, for
Shout
real.
Shout out Magic one time, man.
What was that experience like if you ever witnessing Magic up close?
That was very similar to how I felt when I saw you at the pop-up. And I'm just happy we got you on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on, man.
Because
thank you.
I knew that would come across again because that's incredible, bro.
Now you guys got to come for a stage show and you guys see me. I hypnotize like 20, 30 people on stage and I knock them out and then they do some fun stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm down for that, bro. I should have came a couple of times, but schedule didn't work out.
It's okay,
but
man.
I'm good, bro.
You good?
Yo,
bro. I'm trying to make sure you're good. We're checking in, you know what I mean?
He's never quiet.
It's the quietest he's been for real.
Dog, I told you at the start of this episode, I'm like, I got, my brain has to process things and
facts,
honestly,
it
stumps you and you can't figure, like, what I had to put my number for that number to get in. Like
I had to put mine. Sheldon put whatever.
I put, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you know what number I put?
I didn't see. You put some number in. I don't know what you did.
How could he see?
It was crazy because he said, it freaked me out. He said, it's your birthday, but I put my birth year. So he said, 2001, my senior date. And I'm like, oh, that's his birthday already. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But I didn't see 03 or 04, but I'm like,
that's
my
crazy.
Year.
I put my high school pin.
Hey, shout out your high school.
That's a go-to right there.
See, sometimes people put different information. They put like their bank code pin, this and that. I'm like, listen, man, look.
Stop it. Yeah.
Stop it. You know what I mean? Like, you're making it easy for me, man.
I just put whatever.
That's the cover-up story, right? That was your actual bank pin number, right? And you just
Yeah, that's man, it. Yeah. Man.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's great.
Wow. What's the craziest trick you've done, like, in your opinion?
It's hard to answer that question because crazy depends on many different things. You know what I mean? Like if you're talking about, like kind of freaking people out, like, the eye thing always gets people, you know? Like, I can do that with a tic-tac, too, and, like, that'll also, like, fuck people up, too. Or just, like, you know, coming out the, you know, the eyeball a little bit. Or I've also done it with the needles. I've also done it with razor blades where I've swallowed the razor blades. And, like, sometimes I'll add in, like, a little bit of fake blood just to, like, you know, get with people a little bit, but you know, it'll that kind of stuff. So I don't know. Crazy is a hard question to answer, but there's been some stuff that I've done where it's like, I'm like, yo, what the heck, you know? And it's just like, anytime I do any of like these kind of things where it's kind of in the category of mind reading or things like that, people always get like, you know, freaked out a little bit and they're like, well, what is going on here? You know? And so, yeah, I don't know. It's a hard question to answer, you know? Yeah. And growing up in Brampton, you know, like, it was just, I was always surrounded by some, always people from different cultures, races, and everyone is just like, it was always nice. Just the anything I did, everyone was super like, I feel like just being around all these people, that everyone was always so supportive of it. And also just like, I think magic is that universal language.
For sure. Who doesn't want to see that?
If I get to perform for like a celebrity or someone, it's interesting because it humanizes that person, you know? Like,
yeah.
So I've noticed like those videos do, I mean, obviously because the name is there too, but also people like, well, like, do you see that clip that recently went viral of like The Weeknd talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I've never seen him talk before. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah,
he's a normal human being.
Yeah, yeah, backstage, right?
Yeah, he's a normal human being. And so like shit like that, it's like magic can do that. Magic can make you, you know, look like a kid, you know? Yeah, and it's just like, when they see that, you know, when this clip gets out, they're going to be like, they'll be like, yo. Yeah.
I was transparent. I was open. Bro, you had me humbled right there.
Bro. You're transcending, bro. Yo,
nah,
so
that's crazy.
It brings that humanizing experience, you know? Sure. So like, honestly, I love what I do, you know? And it's just like, it's so much fun too, bro. Like, I never get tired of it, you know? Yeah. Seeing this kind of reaction, you know?
Yeah, that was a blast for us, man. I appreciate you coming through, man.
Thank of course,
man. Yeah, we got to do a 2-hour episode next time. Man. Yeah. 3 hours, man. Yeah.
We do a 2-hour show. Yeah. Live studio audience, and then we do a show.
I like that.
Yeah, we're talking about touring the podcast, man. So if we, that'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever,
I'm 100% in. If you ever need it, you let me know.
Absolutely, man. I'm blown away, man.
Joseph, man.
The one, the only crazy episode. Y'all know what you got to do, man.
Yes,
episode 121 of the Random Order Podcast. It's been an amazing episode.
Yeah.
121.
This is a random we shoot Tweet us, man. Talk to us. We're on Twitter, Random Order Show, man. Yeah.
Shout out Random Order Show, man.
RandomOrder.org. You get the merch, man. This is all going down. I'm blown away, guys.
I need to go outside.
Yeah, I gotta go take a breather,
air,
man.
Bro, this is crazy.
Oh my god.
In the best way, though. You know.
Once again, man. Our Brampton brother. Thank you for joining us, man.
Brampton in the building.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.